And Donald Trump spent part of the weekend in Alabama, and he faced awkward questions about one of his supporters. Here's NPR's Sarah McCammon.
It was last week when David Duke, a former KKK leader, urged his radio listeners to vote for Donald Trump. So yesterday, CNN's Jake Tapper asked the billionaire businessman if he would disavow that endorsement.
Certainly, I would disavow if I thought there was something wrong. But you may have groups in there that are totally fine, and it would be very unfair. So give me a list of the groups, and I'll let you know.
Okay. I mean, I'm just talking about David Duke and the Ku Klux Klan here, but...
I don't know. Honestly, I don't know David Duke. I don't believe I've ever met him. I'm pretty sure I didn't meet him, and I just don't know anything about him.
Actually, 16 years ago, Trump was quoted calling Duke a Klansman. Attacks poured in yesterday from Hillary Clinton and Bernie Sanders, as well as Ted Cruz and Marco Rubio, who released a statement calling Trump wrong and unelectable. Trump didn't mention the controversy during a rally near Huntsville last night.
Hello, Alabama!
But Mark Burns, a black pastor from South Carolina, spoke at the rally to defend Trump and attack Rubio by name.
You, Alabama, are going to make sure come Tuesday you're going to put Marco Rubio out of this race for good.
Trump spoke to a huge crowd at a football stadium, part of a campaign swing through states voting tomorrow on Super Tuesday. Trump was interrupted several times by protesters, including a Black Lives Matter group.
We have to love everybody. All lives matter. Remember that.
Afterward, Bill Clingan said the media was berating Trump.
Does he have to keep repeating it every time? There's a point in time that's enough is enough. I said what I mean.
Trump made the statement during a press conference on Friday after a reporter asked about Duke.
I didn't even know he endorsed me. David Duke endorsed me? Okay. All right. I disavow. Okay.
Another Trump supporter, Paul Noel, said the whole thing was overblown.
That is only intended by certain persons to split us apart as a nation rather than solve problems.
Look around this crowd, though, and I see hardly any people of color. Does that concern you?
The problem is that the black people in America.
Noel said he believes African Americans are too quick to vote for Democrats.
The American blacks are unsophisticated in understanding that they need to make people earn their vote. We have had a batch of people who played like race was an issue. I don't see anybody here wanting to hurt a black person or cut their opportunities or anything.
To Noel, the crowds coming out to support Trump feel like their opportunities are going away, and they're sick of politicians who let it happen. Sarah McCammon, NPR News, Huntsville, Alabama.